KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look for any light rain to be ending this morning. Skies should become partly cloudy. We'll have a high near 65 with winds shifting out of the northwest to the southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In area news, Adams County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to a reported assault Sunday night, arrested a man on a felony burglary charge, two counts of criminal mischief in the fourth and fifth degrees respectively, and simple assault. 34-year-old Nicholas Andrew Colburn was arrested in Nottoway at around 8:30 p.m. Colburn was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $6,600 bond. The Creston Police Department reports three recent arrests. Two people, 21-year-old Tommy O'Neill of Greenfield and 19-year-old Joel Blazik of Creston, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. They were taken into custody at 403 North Vine Street in Creston at around 12:20 this morning, cited and then released from the scene on a summons to appear in court. Friday afternoon, 37-year-old Travis Willems of Creston was arrested at his residence for harassment of the third degree. He was released from the Union County Law Enforcement Center, also on a summons to appear in court. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet electronically this evening via Zoom. There is a link to that session in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. The meeting begins at 5:15 p.m. and will include updates on the impact of COVID-19 on the parks system, community gardens, Millette Park at East 3rd Street Place, online activities, summer programs, an update on the Sunnyside Park pool and the disc golf course. Parks and Rec Director Brian Rasmussen will provide a report on the Easter egg hunt. He had previously stated in a social media post that they had 188 cars come through the park in 3 hours. Gracie Flynn of Atlantic won the Easter egg contest for her colorful egg. She won an Easter basket full of gifts for her creativity. Rasmussen this evening will also report on native grasses they have planted. The Parks and Rec Department recreational bag boards are in and available. Those are commonly referred to as cornhole games. The benches have been implemented, and also he'll talk about the Sunnyside Park bandshell beautification and cleanup of the Camelins Edition Dry Run Creek. The Griswold School Board plans to meet this evening at 5:30 in the elementary school library. Old business on their agenda will cover the second reading of 200 series board policies, book fees for the 2020-21 school year, and an update on COVID-19 response. New business in their meeting includes considering approval of open enrollment requests, discussion on SAVE bond refinancing, approval of master contracts for a school-based interventionist and technology coordinator, approval of master contract for non-certified staff and contract renewals for certified staff, coaches and sponsors, administration, quasi-administrators, support staff, and setting contract issuance and return dates. The Audubon School District's Board of Directors will hold a public hearings tonight on the fiscal year 2021 school budget and with regard to the proposed plans and specifications, form of contract, and estimate of cost for the middle school, high school facility improvements. The hearings take place during the Audubon School Board meeting that begins at 7 o'clock, and that can also be accessed by Zoom, the link in the same story. The public hearing on the facility improvements will cover project details, including the replacement of four rooftop heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or HVAC, units. And if approved, the four new upgraded units will be installed in one energy recovery ventilation unit. The project would take place at the Audubon Middle School High School, and at the conclusion of the public hearing this evening, the school board will make a decision on putting the project out for bids with a summer 2020 implementation anticipated. In other business, the Audubon School Board will act on approving a canvass of the votes for the bond election, the fiscal year 2021 budget, plan specs and specifications for Project 1, the HVAC RTUs, agreement with Piper Sandler for general obligation bond financing, and they'll act on an AEA purchasing agreement, the annual IASB membership, including policy review manual, and the second reading of 400 series board policies and some personnel matters. Elsewhere in the news, a KJAN listener in Griswold wants to warn area residents about a reoccurring phone scam. The woman said she received a call Friday afternoon on her landline from Publishers Clearing House, or PCH, saying she was the second place winner of a $155 million, along with a set for life payment of $5,500 each month for the rest of her life, as well as a new pickup truck with 18 months of free insurance, free gasoline and service, and a tire card, all those for 18 months as well. The caller, who identified himself as a James Miller from Afton, Texas, gave the woman price code and check cash numbers. Fortunately, the woman was suspicious. She asked him why the people with the balloons weren't the ones to tell her, and he told her that they were in the area and were planning on coming in an hour and 35 minutes. He then asked her to purchase a gift card at Walmart. The woman, knowing by then the call was a scam, hung up the phone. PCH and other legitimate businesses will never ask you to purchase a gift card, submit any personal information or account information, either over the phone, by text, or email. If you get unsolicited calls that seem to be too good to be true, hang up and notify your local authorities. If the person contacting you shows a caller ID, take that number down and provide it to law enforcement. The number was probably spoofed and they may not be able to track it, but it couldn't hurt to have police check it out nonetheless. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reported over the weekend that a 2018 Chevy pickup was stolen Sunday morning from a residence in the 200 block of North 6th Street. Authorities believe the vehicle was taken by two Clarinda Academy students who have since fled the area. The vehicle was recovered near Lyman at around 8:40 a.m., but the two white male students were still missing. Another vehicle, a 2011 Lexus SUV, was reported missing from Lyman with license plate EJT020. The students had escaped from the Clarinda Academy late Saturday night. One is 5'10" and 150 pounds with blonde hair and blue eyes. The other is 5'10" and about 142 pounds with blonde hair and blue eyes. If you have any information on those Clarinda Academy missing students, contact Clarinda Police at 712-542-2194. In our funeral announcements, Patricia Pat Eiler, age 64, of Carson, died April 14th in Omaha. A private family funeral service for Pat Eiler will be today at 10:30 at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. The funeral can be viewed online at 10:30 on the Lus Hills Funeral Home Facebook page. Martha Elizabeth Tice, age 77, of Woodbine, died Saturday at Rose Vista Home in Woodbine. A private family visitation for Martha Tice will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gregory Scott Klein, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. No services are planned at this time for Gregory Klein. Rican Funeral Home is assisting the family. Beryl Greer, age 96, of Harlan, died April 12th in Council Bluffs. A memorial mass for Beryl Greer will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joan Colligan, age 82, of Harlan, died April 10th. Private services for Joan Colligan will be held. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.